The group ran a TV ad before the 2010 campaign saying, in essence, that Tom Horn, then state school superintendent, was not protecting children from molesters. But attorney Tom Irvine told the Court of Appeals his client does not have to comply with laws that require groups trying to influence an election to disclose the source of the funds. He said this was simply an informational ad about Horn as school superintendent because it did not use words like vote against or oppose Horn in his bid for attorney general. That claim raised the eyebrows of appellate judge Patricia Orozco.
Look at it. It's done 2 weeks before the campaign. It's done 2.5 months before he's to vacate that office. I mean, for all intents and purposes, in that office, he's a lame duck. How can we not give that a reasonable meaning other than to advocate for his defeat?
Irvine's contention also drew questions from Judge Lawrence Winthrop, who acknowledged the First Amendment right of people to speak.
Isn't part of a right, the First Amendment rights enjoyed by listeners, to understand the source of the speech that's being proposed and the context in which it's being offered?
If the judges side with Irvine, it could pave the way for a flood of anonymous commercials right before elections, each one claiming its aim is solely to educate voters and not influence the outcome of the race. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.